Welcome to the Flamani Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:38 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 25th. Today was a rather eventful day. The majority of markets in Asia opened up after the New Year holiday. That the exception, of course, is the mainland Chinese market, which remains closed until Monday. But the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was open and up by about 0.8%. The Nikkei was up by about 1%. The ASX was up by just over 1%. The Indian market, which has now broken its progression of lower rally highs, was also in positive territory. Now, it's mildly overbought. It's going to need to hold on to the impressive gain that it's put in over the last month. But there are some signs for to be positive here. The first of those is that the banks index, which led both on the upside and the downside, has returned to a position of outperformance. So that's encouraging. The automotive sector, which has been a leading sector, is also returning to a position of outperformance. So those are encouraging signs for the Indian market. The Philippine and Indonesian markets were both in negative territory. Now, they are also overbought in the short term, and the Philippines does look like it's likely to consolidate its move to a new high. The rather positive action on Wall Street in here today may help to bolster those markets. They do look like they're in need of a consolidation, but probably nothing more than that in the short term. The European markets were all in negative territory more or less in here today, but not by very much. The worst performer was the Swiss market. It was down about 1%. The FTSE was down about 0.5%, and the DAX was mildly in positive territory. On Wall Street today, Apple's results were world-beating. It reversed an earnings decline for the S&P 500 in the fourth quarter all on its own. And those earnings are really quite stunning. Now, I suppose it does raise the question, is how much better can they possibly be? But Apple was up by about 6% today. The NASDAQ 100 moved to a new 11-year high. And that makes it the third market to move to a new recovery high in here following the August pullback and correction. Apple is a bit overbought in the short term, but it offers an excellent example of a consistent medium-term uptrend. It's found support in the region of the 200-day moving average on successive occasions. It's a banner company in terms of its performance globally, and its consistency characteristics are easy to monitor. When it stops finding support in the region of its MA, when it starts posting failed upside breaks, or when it fails to post one range above another, then those will be signals that the supply-demand balance is beginning to change. But at the moment, the only thing that can be said about it is that it's mildly overbought in the short term. But it's still a demand-dominated environment. The S&P was stronger today by about 0.8%, the Dow Jones by 0.2%, the TSX by over 1%, Brazil was relatively unchanged. Mexico was up just less than 1%. The Fed's announcement that interest rates aren't going to be going up in 2012 or 2013 or potentially even 2014 wasn't particularly welcome news for the US dollar. It had become somewhat overbought in the short term, but when it encountered resistance versus the euro last week, it reversed an earlier advance in here today and finished down on the day by about 71 ticks versus the euro, over a cent against the Australian dollar, half a cent against the Canadian dollar, a third of a cent against the British pound. Dollar weakness was certainly welcomed by the precious metal markets, and gold reversed an earlier decline, finished up on the day almost $45, back above $1,700. The other precious metals, platinum, palladium, and silver, have all closed over extensions relative to their 200-day moving averages, and palladium has pushed back above its MA. This is the first area of potential resistance for silver and platinum, and they'll need to push back above their 200-day moving averages and continue to advance, and particularly hold the majority of their recent advance on their next significant pullback. Given gold's performance, I think one would have to give them the benefit of the doubt in this case. Gold has been a clear leader. It continues to find support in the region of its 200-day moving average, and it's extending the bounce away from it. It will also need to hold the majority of its advance on the next significant pullback, but gold is at an interesting level. It's challenging the four-month downtrend. And if it can sustain a move above the 1775 area, it will have broken the progression of lower rally highs. It does look like it's in need of a bit of a consolidation, and that could potentially happen from somewhat higher levels. It was looking a bit tired in the last couple of weeks. It was eking out advances day by day, but only by a couple of dollars, and it pulled back yesterday, and it looked like it was going to pull back further earlier today, but it completely reversed that decline. The fact that we're going to have prolonged monetary accommodation in the USA for somewhat longer than many people were expecting, that the UK is likely to engage in another round of quantitative easing given the risk that there of a recession there. The ECB is making quite a large amount of liquidity available to the European banking sector and continues to engage in purchases of peripheral debt. The IMF is looking for an extra $500 billion to lend to problem economies. The Chinese are likely to begin to prop up their own domestic economy by lowering reserve requirements and potentially interest rates. So we're in a position where we're presented with a recovery scenario in the majority of stock markets. Potentially also in the commodity complex, the continuous commodity index, which is an unweighted index of commodities, has a relatively similar pattern to what one sees in platinum. It's unwound the short-term oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average. It's at the first area of potential resistance. But given the fact that the US dollar is at the very least unwinding an overbought condition relative to the MA, it suggests that we're going to see some additional strength in this commodity complex. The other potential, or I suppose the other interesting market here, are US Treasuries. They rallied emphatically earlier today on news of the longer spell of very low interest rates, but they gave up the entire advance. They're finishing out the day up about 20 ticks. The high of the day was 143.5. It's finishing out the day below 142. So US Treasuries are at the lower side of their respective three-month range. This could have been an emphatic bounce from that area. It's going to need additional follow-through tomorrow if they're going to bounce from this area. With the amount of accommodation out there and the fact that the USA isn't really at risk of recession, that the Fed lowered the growth forecast, but it's still above 2%. There's a good part of Europe would be very happy with a 2% growth rate. So one does have to ask the question just how appropriate such very, very low interest rates are for the US economy, given that growth is beginning to return. It does paint a rather bearish picture, particularly for the US government's finances. So one really does have to ask the question, do we believe that Bernanke is going to go out and start buying up these treasuries if they continue to deteriorate in here? I think the market probably thinks that he's going to. That should support prices, but this continues to look like a medium-term top. One, if we look at the five-year chart, U.S. Treasuries have almost completely unwound their overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average. A sustained move below that area would confirm a medium-term top. And until that happens, I think the the market is still open to question in here, but it doesn't look like it's going to go very much higher in the current environment. The WTI contract was stronger today by about 88 cents, and Brent crude was down on the day very mildly. Additional strength in the commodity complex could also bolster interest in the oil complex. That would be a headwind for the global economy. The Brent crude contract has been deteriorating, but very mildly. It looks more like a consolidation than a distribution in here. It really would need to fall considerably to act as a tailwind for the global economy. But with the amount of liquidity that is potentially flowing into markets out there, and regardless of where this is created, it's always going to flow to the most productive assets. And right now, the majority of stock markets have pushed back above their 200-day moving averages. They've held progressions of higher reaction lows since October. Some are overbought in the very short term. They looked like they were going to pull back yesterday. They may yet pull back in the next week or two. Provided they continue to hold their progressions of higher reaction lows, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the medium-term upside. And that is also true of the majority of commodities, particularly in the precious metals sector, where they are valued because you can't simply go out and increase the quantity of gold with a printing press. That's the big bullish support for this market. And that is clearly what helped to encourage investors in here, in gold investors in here today. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.